Assalamu alaikum and welcome to our 122nd episode of ABC Islam and our 87th episode of our second series, Islamically Independent. We are two Muslim sisters talking about the ABCs of Islam all the way to XYZ. Today we're going to be talking about a very nice topic and something that is a really nice reflection topic, which is all about what we learned from this year, 2022. Now, as it is coming to the end of 2022, we thought we would just sit down and reflect on some of the experiences that we've had and some of the lessons that we've learned. And inshallah, in this podcast episode, my sister will be sharing 5 lessons and I'll be sharing 5 lessons. And of course, some of these lessons or all of these lessons to me and my sister were reiterated, were re-emphasized this year. And I think that we really thought it would be very valuable to share it with you all. So over here, I have my sister. So how are you feeling today? And, you know, what do you think about going into 2023?
I feel absolutely honored and grateful to God and Allah that, you know, I'm getting to live this year and I've lived this year so far healthy, happy and wise. And I feel so grateful, alhamdulillah, that everything is going fine, whether there has been all the difficulties in my life and also my all the good things that has happened in my life. I feel really, really grateful for how the year has shaped out. I know some people complain that 2022 has not been the best year for them, but I feel like that however your year turns out, you should be grateful regardless of how it turns out and whatever hardship you have been through. Obviously, it's very easy to say for some people, depending on what hardship they've been through and stuff like that, for other person to say, yeah, just be grateful and stuff. But I feel like that regardless of what happens, you should be grateful because somebody's always going through something worse than you, and that's just how it is in life. So it's very important that we pan out. And I think that if I had to say one word for 2022 is probably gratitude for me. And what about you?
Oh, that is a very hard one for me personally. I don't think I've thought of a word of a year, but I think the quote for me, if I had to say, is definitely that Allah is the best of planners, which I'll be elaborating and expanding on more throughout this podcast. So make sure you stay tuned. But, you know, for me, you know, alhamdulillah, I think this year was definitely a learning journey for me, a learning curve. And I've had so many beautiful, amazing memories. I feel like I've been really blessed to have really good people in my life and, you know, really nice friendships, people. I felt very loved this year. And, you know, as every single year, I feel loved every single year, alhamdulillah. So, yeah.
In different ways.
And inshallah, this will continue and expand even more in the next years for both of us. So of course, if you'd like to know more about us, then please check out our trailer or alternatively description box below, because you would want to keep listening to our podcast for 2023, I'm telling you. So let's get right into it. So I guess I'm going to give the mic to my sister for the first lesson that she wants to share for what she learned from 2022.
And I think this is something that, again, as Ramadan is approaching soon in 3 months' time, I think, or less than 3 months, I'm not sure. But I feel like that this is something that I want to remind all of us and myself, and that is that good habits do come to an end if we, you know, we're not consistent with them. And this is a good example of what it shows, that if you have a good plan of 2 to 3 good habits that you want to be keeping them up for the rest of your life, it's very important that you're consistent with them and you do not make excuses for them as well, because it's very important that when you do that, then you're more likely to keep them up. But I feel like that if you have too many habits that are really good for you, of course, and you're struggling and your life changes or your schedule changes and so on, so it's very important that you keep at least 2 to 3 habits that you're going to be keeping them for the rest of your life. And I hopefully pray that one of them is prayer, because prayers for most of us is something that we struggle with. I struggle with it myself. I'm not going to be judging or lying to you all who's listening to this and thinking that, oh yeah, these two girls who, you know, say all this podcast episodes, they're so perfect, they like do all the 5-6 prayers or whatever, so they're completely fine and angel. No, that's not true. We also struggle with our own things, but we are confident enough to express them and say that, you know, yeah, sometimes we struggle with prayers or sometimes we struggle with this or that. So it's very important that we are very open and honest with ourselves. We don't have to expose it to everyone necessarily and say that, yeah, these are my sins and this is what I've done this year, but just be honest with yourself and think that, you know what, I can be really good at prayers, and if I really put the heart and soul into it, I can be really consistent with it and keep this up for the rest of my life. And this is something that you should definitely have, this kind of mindset, especially as Ramadan is approaching. Have 2 to 3 habits that you want to start implementing them right now as the time goes by, rather than waiting for Ramadan, honestly.
100%, I completely agree with you, and I found it really refreshing that, you're able to be quite vulnerable and, you know, share that you struggle with salah, because I think that a lot of people, you know, some people even lie that they pray five times a day when they don't. And like, I'm not judging them, but which is going to be my lesson, which is actually that don't judge, because I think that it is something that it's very, very easy for people to feel like they, you know, they really go through this. But I think that especially in this cancel culture right now, it's very, very easy for people to feel like they are obliged to cancel people. And I think we should definitely make a podcast episode about what is the difference between judging someone and advising them, because I think that in social media, I'm not going to lie to you, a lot of people are just judging, they're not advising anymore. And you know, as soon as someone makes an Islamic video, they think that, oh, now I can, you know, tell them that, oh my god, why did they wear makeup on this video, or oh my god, they put music in the background, or oh my god, they don't wear the hijab. A great one for me, for example, is something that I saw myself in school. So for example, there was actually a specific sister who in my school who actually did not used to wear the hijab. In fact, she used to actually expose, you know, her body essentially, and perhaps even show cleavage. But within a year, she's actually now wears the full abaya, and she actually wears the full hijab as well. So she's fully covered now. She also goes to Islamic events, and this all within 1 year. And no one like last year would have thought that she would be doing this transformation. And for me, for example, I'm actually still a non-hijabi, if you didn't already know. And I think that this is something that I feel that, you know, I perhaps feel that I get judged upon. But I think that what is really important for you to do is that I feel closer to my religion when people don't judge me and instead accept me in Islam and make me feel like, you know, they encourage me rather than I don't feel good when people judge me. So I think that that can go with your salah. Like, don't let anyone judge you or like make you feel bad, or don't pray for them basically. Like, don't be like, oh my god, my parents are gonna say that I'm a bad child if I don't pray, so let me just pray right now. Do everything for the sake of Allah, and make sure that you also are not judging others, because very easy to do that when you're religious. You think that, oh, I'm gonna be able to judge people now because I pray my five times a day. That's not true. Make sure you humble yourself, and you realize that everyone is in their own journey, and you don't have the obligation or the entitlement to be able to judge people. And instead, if you want to help advise them, you can, but just make sure you don't judge.
Of course. And I think that don't become so judgmental that people don't want to stay with you as well, because that becomes also toxic and you're not going to have any friends. So that's not really good either. But my lesson that I'm going to be sharing with you all that I learned today, or not today, but in 2022, in all together, put together everything, is after hardship comes ease. And I think that this is very, very important, especially if you're going through something really bad. And I know that this is something that I feel like this is going to be forever a lesson that I learn every single year, because I face with something new every single year, and then it goes away, and then it comes something good, and then another something else starts. So this is how part of life is in a way, and I have accepted it that sometimes after hardship definitely comes ease. And even when I was a teenager, I think I've said this before, maybe in my podcast, in our podcast, that, you know, I have had a really rough teenagehood, and I was not the best student or the best person in the world. But I've come back today, and I've battled all my emotions, my negativity and my toxicity inside me. And now I've become a better person, alhamdulillah. And I feel so grateful to God for, you know, all these blessings He has given me. And I cannot stress enough how important it is to have faith in Allah that everything that is bad in your life will come to an end. And do not give up hope. Do not take your life. Certainly not. That's not something that you have to do to, you know, get away from this problem or issue or the circumstances that you might be facing in your life. And if it's recurring, something that is like recurring in your life, or too many things are going on in your life that you cannot handle, then please speak to someone. It's very, very important. Go to the mosque and speak to an imam that you trust, or you speak to someone, our family member or a friend that you really do care and trust. So it's very important that you do not keep yourself within in this, you know, in this shackles and in this prison that you cannot share this with anyone, especially if you're a man listening to this. Is very important. Please do not keep yourself constrained and thinking that nobody's going to listen to me because I'm not a girl. So it's very important that you are expressing yourself, especially if you need help with something that you might feel emasculate you. Please do not feel that way, because we are here to listen to you and listen for you as well. And this also goes again for the girls as well who might be listening to this, who might be going through something really bad, Muslim or non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. I promise to you, after hardship always comes ease.
100%. That is actually, you know, a Quranic verse. So it is something that's been said in the Quran, which means that it's definitely 100% true. And it also means that after hardship comes ease, also means that it doesn't necessarily mean that you're always going to get exactly what you wanted, like your own outcome. So for example, if you wanted to get, you know, get married to a specific person, you know, you have to get married to that specific person. Mm-hmm. Or if you applied for a specific job or university, you're going to get that university. That's not always the case, but Allah will give you the best. He's always planned something better for you. And I just completely agree with you, essentially. Mm-hmm. And my fourth one, which is again based and derived on my personal experience, is that as a non-hijabi, and when I say non-hijabi, just to clarify, it means that I just don't cover my hair. But everything else I cover, obviously. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, I actually made a lot of female friends and female sisters. And, you know, I'm very blessed that in my school, I have a lot of, you know, sisters who are very encouraging. And, you know, they always, like, for example, like, you know, always encourage me about, you know, learning more about Islam. And I'm telling you, they don't even tell me to do things. They just show it through their character. And I think that is like a really nice thing. Like, good company is about character. And that's what I mean by good company doesn't necessarily mean you need Muslim friends or you need religious Muslims, you know, even though that's preferable. Of course, if you can, you can get those type of friends. But especially in the Western society, I know it's very hard to find people who are on their deen or people who are, you know, very religious. But I would say that just try to find people who have a good character. I think that's the best way to really make sure that you're going about it. People who have similar values to you, people who have a good akhlaq, which is basically like your mannerisms, your behavior. Because if you have someone who's nice, you will automatically feel this love inside your heart as well for that person, and you'll start to give it out to other people as well. So I feel like definitely make sure that, of course, you won't be able to again find perfect friends. Everyone has their own flaws and weaknesses, but just try to go with people who are going to just give you that good behavior and who are not taking advantage of people, who are not going to, you know, backbite too much about people. Like, don't go with those type of people. So make sure you definitely have good company, because I'm telling you, even if you tell me that you're not going to get influenced by your company, you're going to be like, oh no, I'm not going to get influenced. Subconsciously, you do get influenced. So again, and if you have people who you want to stay friends with, like for example, if you have currently negative friends, you know, or people who don't align with the same values as you, just try to spend less time with them. You don't have to completely cut them off, unless it's a haram relationship, but you're like, you know, with friends, like, you don't have to completely cut them off. But if you, you know, just make sure you spend less time with them and try to spend time more with people who have good akhlaq and good behavior.
I think that's absolutely true. And I completely agree with that, because you are, you know, the average of five people that you spend time with. So that's something that is also said in the hadith. And I feel like in even the West, they say this as well now. So it's very important that you follow that and you really, really pick and choose with your friends, because they do shape your life ultimately. And especially if you're work colleagues, for example, they do shape how you are. So I'm going to start off with my lesson that is really, really important. And I think that, you know, most of us who are young adults right now who are in their 20s, they think they have a certain level of planning. For example, they want to achieve by 2022 something. And then 2030, they have another plan. And then 2027, they have this plan. And they have all this list of plans, which is really, really important for you to have. You don't want to be a mindless Muslim or, you know, a goalless Muslim, or you don't have any plan at all. But I just believe that whatever opportunity comes into your hand and you fill in your guard that is good for you, whether that might be work, career, you know, relationship, marriage, whatever that might be, or even having a kid, for example, if you even get it in your guard that this is the right time and the right opportunity for you to do that, I think that you should go for it definitely. And do not let anyone tell you otherwise, especially if it's somebody who's not a Muslim, or somebody who has bad wishes for you, or, you know, somebody who is always negative and always pinpointing your planning and whatever you're doing, basically. So it's very important that whatever opportunity and you see it as a good sign that this could be something really good, you should go for it, because dreams can come better than you ever imagined only if you believe in them and you trust your feelings and your gut, as my sister may have said in one of my conversations with herself. So it's very, very important that you are taking your opportunities and do not have any regrets, essentially, that, oh yeah, you know, when I was 22, I had this opportunity in hand, but I didn't take it because what would people think of me, or what would my teachers think of me, or something like that, or whatever that might be. Or you know what, I remember I had this really good proposal when I was 25, but I thought that I'm going to put my career first and then I'm not going to, you know, get married until I'm 27 or something. So it's very important that you are very picky and choosy with your own self, and you let your dreams come better than it can even imagined, and just take the opportunities as they come and you will have no regrets, I promise, inshallah.
Definitely. I think trusting your gut with these things is really, really important. I just completely agree with you. But moving on to the next lesson that I have, which is the sixth lesson of this podcast episode, that is going to be that Allah wants to see us happy. And the reason why I actually got this specific lesson, I believe, from the book Don't Be Sad, which is my sister's favorite book, and I think it's definitely one of my favorites too. But I think that that book really talks about how Allah wants to see us happy. And I think there is this misconception in me, media, and I think even some Muslims have subconsciously or consciously started to believe this, which is that Islam is all about faith, and Islam is all about tribulations and trials, and you're always going to have a sad life to get to heaven, and you're supposed to be sad in this world in order to be happy in the hereafter. That is just completely nonsense. Like, that is not true. Like, Allah wants to see us happy also in this earth, okay? So don't think that, oh, like, you know, like some people believe that, oh, if I stay poor and if I stay, you know, if I don't exercise and, you know, if I just make my life uncomfortable, then that means that I'm going to get more rewards and therefore go to heaven. That's not true, mate. You need to understand that you can live a good life in this earth as well. So Allah encourages, for example, to exercise, to be fit, to make sure that our bodies are active, fit and healthy. Allah encourages us to get a house, to be able to, you know, succeed in our dreams and our goals. We can have a job, we can have a business, we can do all of these things, okay? So don't think that Allah wants to, you know, for you. I know that sometimes you will see like the prophets going through hardships, like for example the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was obviously very poor and he didn't have much money, but that doesn't mean that we have to be poor as well in order to get to heaven. That's not what it means, okay? So I think that a lot of people have started having this mindset, and I think that this year I always think whenever I'm going through something sad that, you know what, if my creator wants to see me happy, why am I stopping myself from being happy? Like, mm-hmm. In the end of the day, you kind of choose to be happy. So just try to be happy and try to make sure you remember that, you know, Allah, you know, made the sunnah to smile. So it is basically for us to be happy. And I think that even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always promoted, like, you know, smiling even when he was sad. So Allah wants to see us happy. Stop being sad and stop, you know, beating yourself up about things.
Of course. And I feel like this hadith about, you know, smiling is a sunnah, I think he especially meant it when you're in a hardship or when you're in a difficulty. If you smile, that's the actual true sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And my seventh lesson of this podcast episode that I was sharing with you all, and one of my last ones, is that everything comes to an end, whether there might be happiness or sadness or everything in between. Everything comes to an end, because I feel like that whenever somebody goes through something that is really happy in their life and everything is going very smoothly, very nicely, and they think that this is how they're going to live for the rest of their life, and then somebody just crashes down and they feel so unhappy and so sad because they think that they're going to be living like this for the rest of their life. But they forget in that moment that this life is very much imperfect and nothing is going to be ever permanent, not even yourself. Like, you're going to die one day, I'm going to be dying one day, and everybody else and this whole earth will be dead one day. So it's very important that we accept that everything is temporary in this life and everything will come to an end. So whenever you're happy, embrace the fact that you're happy in that moment, but also have this, you know, aware or the self-realization that this can, you know, turn into any, you know, shape or form. It can go upside down, and that's absolutely fine and it's absolutely okay, because that's Allah's plan and Allah knows what's best for us in that moment. And we should not be totally complaining to ourselves or to others, thinking that, you know what, I had such a great 6 months of 2022 and then the last 6 months it was just went all bad. I had so many losses in my business, or I had just had a divorce with my wife or something like that, or, you know, my children are sick or something like that. So it's very important that you're not entirely complaining to anyone and to other humans, because that just causes more sadness in your life. And only complain to Allah that, oh Allah, I feel so sad that this is happening to me and I don't know what to do and I need your help. You can say stuff like this, that's absolutely fine, but do not have this mindset that I'm always going to be happy in this life or I'm always going to be sad, because you need to have that balance, because this life is completely imperfect.
100% completely agree with you, and I believe that it is true that, you know, everything will come to an end one day. Like, that, you know, everyone should know that. And, you know, it's so important for you to realize that, like, you know, that whether it's bad or good, everything will come to an end. So the next lesson that I have, which is actually an eighth lesson, is actually the fact that Allah decides ultimately. And I'm going to share my personal experience of this from this year, which is the fact that, you know, when I essentially, when I was researching on universities and how to get to university and different programs and things like that, I actually realized, and I was watching these videos where people were talking about how they got rejected from university, even though they had, you know, the best grades. So they had like all A stars, all A pluses, whatever you want to call it in your country. But essentially, they had like perfect scores, they had perfect grades, they had the perfect academic profile on paper. And everyone would think that, oh, with those grades, with that profile, they're totally going to get in, the admissions tutors are going to love them. But then they actually still got rejected. And I think to myself, oh, why would that person get rejected if they had all of these perfect things? Surely they shouldn't be rejected. And then there are also other people who have barely scraped the entry requirements, or they don't even hit the entry requirements and they still get in. And once I went into the deep issue, I realized that actually it is Allah who decides ultimately if you get in. And I'm not saying that now you stop praying and you stop studying because you think that, oh, Allah's going to decide. Of course, all these people, for example, who get into university, they've worked really, really hard. And I'm sure they didn't just get in through, you know, just closing their eyes and trusting Allah. You need to make sure that you, of course, work hard, you study, you do your best, you pray your salahs. But then you also have to realize that Allah decides ultimately, and that there is a certain level of luck involved in success. So like, for example, even if you see the best, you know, like, for example, I remember there were these brothers, which I can't remember, but, you know, they had the perfect circumstances to start their business. For example, if your parents have a lot of money, that's an unfair advantage you've been given, which is basically Allah, to be able to fund your business straight away, while someone else had to raise that money over 10 years in order to be able to start their business. So everyone is in different circumstances. You cannot compare, and you need to understand that Allah is going to give it to you if it is what's best for you.
I think so. And I think that whatever you have or whatever you're given, you should always utilize it to the best of its capability, whether there might be a skill or a talent that you have, or a strength or a weakness that you turn into a strength. So there's going to be always something good that you can use out of all the things that you actually learn and you can use for your own things and stuff. So I feel like that this is going to be the last lesson and my last part of my, you know, podcast for 2022, and I feel really excited to share with you all my last lesson. And that is, do not think that you know or you do not know everything in your life and whatever you're facing. I think that whenever you learn something new, you think that you know so much about life that you're now a PhD student about it, so you can deal with any kind of situation with anyone and you're not going to have any problems. But I think that's such a bad mindset to have, because you're going to be always a learner, a student for life, and there are certain things that you're always going to dig out and see that you are not good at this, or you're really good at this, but that doesn't mean that you're bad at everything or vice versa. So it's very important that you are always keep learning about new things, new relationships, new skills, and do not feel afraid to actually explore those things, instead of telling yourself that, oh, now I have to learn another thing, oh my god, I'm not bothered anymore. Don't have that mindset. Or you also don't have that other mindset that says, I know everything, I don't have to learn anything at all. So it's very important that you have strike this balance and accept your strengths and improve your weaknesses, and that's how you'll see that your life will become more flourishing, more beautiful. Because let's be honest, Allah would have created you in anything. Honestly, he could have created you a pen, he could have created you a mountain, and he chose to create you as a human with a brain, with a healthy body, a healthy eyesight, healthy senses and everything. So it's very important that you utilize those, and you are a human at the end of the day, so you can make a change in this life, in this world as well. You can leave your own legacy. It doesn't mean that just because somebody has money, they can leave a good legacy. That's not so. Because now social media has made it so much easier for anyone and everyone to create a legacy for their own, so that even when you're dead, people can remember you as that person that was always striving, always improving, always becoming the best version of themselves every single day. And that will be my last lesson.
That was a really nice way to end it. I think that's all about having a growth mindset and not a fixed mindset. And also, I think that there's also that do not afraid to be a beginner. Like, even if you're really successful, you always have something to learn. So don't think that, oh, like, I'm a millionaire or a billionaire. Let me not. I don't need to learn anything else. That's not true. You can always learn something new. And, you know, you choose whether you want to incorporate it into your life or not. And the last lesson that I have from 2022 is actually the fact that it is your own unique journey in Islam, and I promise that Allah sees your struggles. So things will get hard because this life is not Jannah. We all know this. This is not paradise. And I think that sometimes people believe that, number one, they don't have anyone to talk to, and number two is that no one sees their struggles. And in terms of they don't have anyone to talk to, that is completely false. Even if you feel like, oh, my family doesn't support me, or you might think that you don't have friends, or you might think that, you know, again, like my sister said earlier, that you're going to get emasculated if you talk to someone, then all of those things are wrong. That's not true. We were all made as a society to be part of each other. Otherwise, you would be alone in this world. Imagine if Allah put each human in each planet. That would be weird, right? He put all of us in one planet so we can help each other as an ummah. That's the point, okay? So we stay united. So don't ever think that you're alone. Make sure you seek support. And number two is the fact that a lot of people believe that no one sees your struggles. They don't understand. They don't know what you're going through. And again, of course, you want to make sure you have a balance. Don't victimize yourself to the point that you're going to feel sorry for yourself every single day when you wake up. You don't want to do that, because otherwise you won't move ahead in life. But at the same time, you also have to realize that it is true that no one really knows what you're going through. There is always, you know, people can empathize with you, but they're not going to know exactly what you're going through. And that's when Salah comes in. Because when you pray every single day, you know that there is someone who's listening to you every single day. I know that Allah cannot speak to you, you know, directly, like He's not going to come down and He's going to tell you a solution. But through istikhara, through your salahs, through tahajjud, through taraweeh in Ramadan, you have all of these different ways to connect to God, also through the Quran. So just make sure that you understand that, yes, no one can see my struggles. Yes, it is my own journey, but I have faith and I have an ummah to support me. I have people around me who love me and who are united with me and who are going to help me. And I will get through this because I have faith in Allah. I have faith in myself. And I think that is the best way to look at it. Just make sure that you keep going. Just keep going and don't give up. So that is pretty much our lessons of what we learned from 2022. And don't go yet, because we have a special surprise, which is the fact that we wanted to share some of our statistics for this year, because we're so grateful to, alhamdulillah, have an amazing audience who have listened to us this year. And we wanted to thank you by telling us some of the achievements that we've had. So the first achievement that we wanted to share is the fact that we actually got listened to by around 34 countries this year around the world. So we are situated in the UK. Right, so we're over here in our room in the UK filming this, right? But in case you thought we had a studio, no, we don't, but inshallah one day. But you right now we are in the UK, and it's just absolutely astonishing to us the fact that we have over people in their rooms, in their cars, going in the streets, anyone listening to us from 34 countries. You know, jazakallah so much for this. And the second one is also the fact that we also were able to actually create much more content this year. So we were able to upload more than 10 episodes this year, which is definitely, you know, alhamdulillah, more than other creators in our specific society and culture category. We were also in the top 15. Yes, you had that right. Top 15 most followed podcasts this year, which I believe is absolutely amazing. And, you know, to even get to the top 20% to me is like absolutely amazing. It's top 15%. And we would say that the last one is also the fact that we were able to be the top 10 podcast for over 100 people. And again, this is a huge privilege to us. And I believe that inshallah from here, we can just keep growing. That's the only path that's going, inshallah. So, you know, we really hope that we actually get rewarded for this, and you all get rewarded for listening as well. So what do you think of these statistics?
Alhamdulillah, I could have not ended this year in a better way, and I just think that it's gonna keep growing and growing, inshallah.
100%. So please keep us in your duas if you want us to create more podcast episodes and for any value that we have given to you through this podcast episodes. And also we will try to be more active in our emails. I know we do get emails, but we're not that active. And, you know, inshallah, we will try our best to also be active, and that's completely okay. And we hope you send us more emails along our way for any episode suggestions you have for 2023. But, you know, alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of our wonderful episode today. We really hope that inshallah you've learned something new. We try to upload as regularly as possible an Islamically independent series here on ABC Islam. If you're excited, then please subscribe or follow us on our podcast platforms such as Google Podcasts, our podcast, Spotify. Most platforms are free and you don't even need to log on. Jazakallah khair for listening. May Allah bless us all, and we will inshallah see you next time. Assalamu alaikum.